You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
New 103.7. Who's this?
This is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. We're going to play Wrong is Right, okay?
Okay.
Rhonda, the way this works is you need to listen to these questions, and whatever you do, give us nothing but wrong answers, okay?
Okay.
If you give us a right answer, you'll be wrong and you won't win.
Okay.
Okay. When you say it,
it may be harder than I really think.
Yeah, it really is. But I have faith in Rhonda. She's going to do it, okay? All right, Rhonda.
Okay.
Name the holiday where children dress up in costumes and collect candy.
Christmas.
Woo-hoo! It's very underrated as a costume rental holiday, I think. Number two, Rhonda, what country has a great wall running through it that can be seen from space?
The United States.
Well, I don't know if it's there yet. We're working on it. We're working on it for sure. Hey, Rhonda, give us a word that rhymes with crazy.
Boy.
She's on a roll.
I think she's getting the hang of this game.
She is. What is the name of the lead character on Ray Donovan?
Charlie.
She's better than she thought she would be, right?
It's almost like she tried to say Ray Donovan. She was thinking Ray. Yeah, no, Charlie.
Right.
All right, last one. This is for all the marbles.
If you buy a dozen eggs and one breaks in the car on the way home, how many good eggs do you have left?
You still got a dozen.
There you go. That's an optimist if I ever saw one.
You know, judging by my son's recent math progress report, I think he has the same answers.
Well, congratulations, Rhonda. You were wrong, and now it's right for you. Finding your beach with Corona and Brett Young on the new 103.7 Superstage. Coyote Joe's part of the Park Chevrolet Concert Series with Cheerwine Soft Drink Saturday night. Carly Pierce is going to be there, too. We're also going to qualify you for that VIP package to meet him and enjoy a special acoustic performance before the show, courtesy of BMLG Records.
Woohoo!
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Well, we have a new world record holder. Korean speed cuber Sungboom Cho has the new Rubik's Cube world record.
Oh, how fast did he do?
4.59 seconds.
I thought somebody did it faster.
Well, the old record was 4.69, so you were almost correct. By the way, the record for one-handed solving is 6.88, and this is the most impressive. The record for solving a Rubik's Cube with your feet. With your feet.
I don't want to see that.
20.57 seconds. No, that's the one I want to see. I've seen a lot of people solve a Rubik's Cube fast with their hands. You solve it fast with your feet?
Well, who can do it with one hand even?
Look,
feet. Those are so hard to turn.
Oh, look, you can balance it in your lap and do one hand. You do your feet? You're a monkey.
Ugh.
I mean, that's impressive. I want to see that, Jack.
Somebody must have gotten really bored. Who thinks to do that?
Solving a Rubik's Cube with your feet. That's a skill that hardly anyone has and that would impress just about everyone you know. Wouldn't you think? You want to see me do this with my feet?
I wouldn't try it as a pickup line.
704-570-1037 800-522-9762. What is your talent that you think hardly anyone has and people find impressive? For instance, if you could solve a Rubik's Cube with your feet, hardly anyone has that talent.
You stand
and it's
alone
impressive.
Forever.
You're in a class of one. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What is your hidden talent or skill that people are amazed by?
Hey, I don't have no special talent, but I've never been able to do a Rubik's Cube.
Me neither. The only way I was able to do it is to take it apart and put it back together.
Or take the stickers, but that's impossible.
Now, I used to do it, but I couldn't now. It's been a long time ago.
I don't know how you done it then.
Well, I don't know. I was younger and smarter, I guess.
We have a new record holder for the Rubik's Cube speed record. 4.59 seconds.
Yeah, that's crazy. I could never do it that fast.
The world record with the feet solving the Rubik's
Cube. It's just plain disgusting.
It's 20 seconds. What is your hidden talent, your special skill that amazes people when they find out?
I can blow spit bubbles off my tongue. Is that a skill?
How big a spit bubble?
It's a pretty big spit bubble.
Yeah? Are chicks impressed by this?
Oh, yeah. They're like, how the hell did you do that? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah? What's the furthest you imagine you've ever blown a spit bubble off your tongue?
Well, see, I can blow it, and it goes above my head, and then I can blow it out. So probably about 5 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Debbie, your thoughts on a man who can blow a spit bubble 5 feet?
He ought to get together with the Rubik's Cube foot person.
Hey, I got a secret talent.
What is it?
I can cry like a baby.
Like an actor would do in a movie scene, just cry on demand when you need to?
No, I'm talking about like a real baby. Like it sounds just like a baby.
Oh, you can make the sound. Oh, okay. What does it sound like?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. I heard baby mixed with a little Dalmatian in there.
Yeah. My throat's a little dry. I need to drink some water.
That was pretty good.
Hey, I was called about the hidden talent.
Yes, what can you do?
I can literally cry like a baby.
This appears to be a popular thing. Let's hear your version.
Well, I'm actually sick right now, so it probably won't sound very good.
Yeah.
But hang on one second.
Wow.
That's kind of a little bit of it.
Well, I like it because you sound like a colicky baby. That's really good.
That was good.
Well, I'm sick. I got a head cold, so it kind of makes it a little worse.
She's much better than the dude who called in earlier. That was really, really good. Let's get started because we have a new Rubik's Cube record holder from Korea. Did it in 4.59 seconds. The old record was 4.69 seconds. Just a little FYI for you, the record for one-handed solving, 6.88, and my personal favorite, solving with your feet a Rubik's Cube, 20.57 seconds. That is talent. Hi.
Talking about the talent?
Yes.
The hidden talent, yeah. Well, I can tie double knots in cherry stems with my tongue.
Yeah, now I have done the single knot. I've never gone for the double.
Oh, I can do doubles.
You know, the girls who could just do singles are popular enough. I can't imagine a double.
Hey, hey.
More music.
More music.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Nearly 70% did this over the weekend, although we didn't mean to. What was it?
Nearly 70% of us did this over the weekend, although we didn't mean to. What are we talking about here? For the first time this week, we're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Y'all got an answer?
No, sir. Nearly 70% of us did this over the weekend, although we didn't mean to. What?
Drink a little bit too much.
No. Good try, though.
Have a feeling that was going to be a popular answer, but no, that's not it. Yeah.
Hey, I got an answer.
And it is?
Is it call or text the wrong person?
did we accidentally do this?
Possibly.
I'd say about 70% of us stubbed their toe.
Stubbed their toe over the weekend. No, sir, not it. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm calling about the question.
Yes, nearly 70% did this over the weekend, although we didn't mean to.
The wake up to an alarm?
Is there anything worse than the Saturday morning unintentional alarm?
Absolutely nothing.
Hey, I'm calling about the smartest person in the QC.
Nearly 70% of us did this over the weekend, although, you know, we didn't mean to. What was it?
Is it splurging on Halloween candy?
Oh, boy, did we ever.
Funny you should bring that up because both of us at different times of the last week have gone in the store and unintentionally bought more Halloween candy. It calls to you, doesn't it?
Right?
Smartest person in the QC?
I was calling to maybe answer the question of the day.
Sure. Nearly 70% of us did this over the weekend, although we didn't mean to. What was it?
Butt dial somebody.
You know what is embarrassing sounding? My sister actually butt dialed me today, and I sent her a message saying, hey, sorry I missed your call. And it's just weird when your sister goes, I butt dialed you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to hear that from your sister.
Well, thank y'all.
It just, you don't ever want to discuss your sibling's butt in any way, shape, or form, right?
I never have.
Major league hint for you right now. What is it, nearly 70% of us did it over the weekend, but we didn't intend to?
Correct.
If you have Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, 70% of us did this without meaning to.
I was calling for the smartest person in the QC.
Nearly 70% did this over the weekend, but we didn't mean to.
Probably watch that World Series.
World Series. No, that's not it, bud. Thanks, though.
Thank y'all.
By the way, go Astros.
How about that?
If you follow the station on Instagram, there's a great picture of my mom in her Astros shirt and Astros towel going bananas in her kitchen.
She's wearing a shirt and a towel?
Oh, she's waving a towel.
Oh.
Thank you very much for that, my pet.
Hey, I have the answer for the question today.
What do you think?
Binge watch a TV show.
Yeah, 68% of us sat down, probably intending to just watch one episode of Mindhunters or something like that, and they wound up watching 6-7 hours of it. Who is this?
This is Michael Cabane.
Step into the spotlight, Mike. Tell us what we need to hear.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Sponsored by Taco Bell, introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing.
A couple of cold weather stories. You want to start in Alaska or Wisconsin?
Let's start in Alaska.
Alaska. Alberta Lactonen recently returned to her Alaska home where she found a moose headbutting her Toyota Prius. She begged the moose to stop. It doesn't go, now they
she
don't
beg the moose.
It doesn't go into detail how she begged the moose or how one would go about begging a moose.
Do they tend to go for reasoning when you sit down and try to say please?
I didn't know.
This is my only car. I can't afford another one.
Something
else to headbutt.
I would have to ask a moose expert if they indeed recognize the magic word.
I can just see her on her knees and hands folded saying, please, please.
Anyway, what sounds like a farmer's insurance commercial, the moose caused $5,600 worth of damage. Wildlife officials say the moose was showing off his horn because his hormones are raging. Which brings to mind, what exactly do the female moose endure during mating season if this guy's hormones were making him headbutt a Prius?
They better find a Prius to hide inside. Or maybe something even bigger. Something a little more sturdy. I don't know.
And a suspect in a Wisconsin burglary was easy to identify. You see? He left his pants behind at the scene.
It's never smart.
The man squirmed out of his pants and shoes while scuffling with the homeowner. This must have been a hell of a fight because I've seen a lot of fights over the years. I've been in one or two, and at no point in any fight that I've seen or been a part of did it occur to any of the participants that, you know, now might be a good time.
To pants somebody.
For me to get the hell out of my pants. Never seen that. Anyway, the man squirmed out of his pants and shoes while scuffling with the homeowner. Police later found him hiding, well, pantless, in tall grass in a wooded area.
That must have been itchy.
Can't you just see the ghost of the late Johnny Cochran visiting the police department? If the pants fit, you cannot acquit.
I love you guys. Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.